James, what a terrific result that is today.
Yeah, fantastic. It's always nice to play in a local derby, especially against Sheffield Wednesday, and to get a win as well. I was saying on the way here that we've got good history against Sheffield Wednesday.
And it was a kind of a South Yorkshire derby you'd expect in that second half. Got a little chirpy at times, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah. And we were just saying there, it's good when derbies are like that, and especially when you're winning and you come out with a good result. The lads showed great determination, great discipline, and we got our rewards in the end.
How have you found playing at fullback? I'm not sure, you know, having watched you for so many years play for Doncaster, I have expected to see you play fullback, but have you found it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's totally different, like you say, at 33 to play in a different position, to get asked to play in a different position is a compliment to me. The gaffer's obviously pulled me and asked me, and yeah, I take it with both hands. I'm learning all the time, every day, even in games, like looking forward to positional wise and defending, and I've just got to do it and hopefully help the team to gain a status in the Championship.
Is there a lot to sort of playing fullback compared to playing further up the field? Is there like different things that go through your mind in a game?
I think there's more of a responsibility defensively. I think you've got to help your centre-half, you've got to help your winger as well. And it's all about getting into different positions, don't isolate your defenders. And it's all about being organised, and it's something that we've worked on throughout the week. The weeks that I've been playing there, and the lads have been fantastic, and the management staff, obviously, coaching during the week's been brilliant.
You've always been a versatile player. What was it, centre half next, goalkeeper? What do you reckon?
A bit short for them too. I mean, like I said, it's good that the gaffer's asked me, because I'd never turn it down, to be honest. And for the lads as well, the lads have been brilliant, obviously persevered with me, and like you say, hopefully I can continue the form and the lads can continue keeping clean sheets and we can go on winning games and claiming more points.
It doesn't seem that long ago that the manager was speaking to the press and saying, look, I've had to have a stern word with the lads here after that Bournemouth game because they need to realise we're in trouble here, we need to get out of it. And since then, that message has been really taken to heart, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it was the gaffer and it was the lads as well. I think a few of us got together and senior lads and sort of that have been in this position and experienced the Championship and this end of the Championship, and it's a crunch time. The last 12, 13, 14 games of the season is where you need to pick up form and get hold of each other and say, look, we're in a position here, whereas if we don't get together, if we put performance on that, if we perform like we did against Bournemouth, we're not going to survive in this division.
How significant has that, sort of, if I ever can call it, the old guard, been the Coppingers, the Wellands, the Sharps, the Chris Browns in driving that message on?
I'd say Paul Keegan as well. I mean, people like him and the lads that have experienced certain things have been brilliant as sort of stamping their authority and no more so than getting beat 5-0 at Bournemouth. We could have quite easily gone on a bad run and let that affect us, but it hasn't affected us, and it's a testament to the managing staff and the players for realising that and being aware of where we actually are. And it's a testament to the whole team squad because everyone stuck together after that game, and like you say, we've got three wins and a draw out of that, and it's been brilliant.
It must also be a little bit of a difference maker that this club's got players who, they know what this place is about and they care for the club as well.
I think that's massive. I think at any club, I think that stands out more than anything. There's a lot of players come and go at clubs. It seems to, like you say, not care, and they're just there for playing football's sake, and a lot of them don't enjoy it. But we've obviously had a lot of players here for a long time, no more than me, and obviously Richie's come back. Keegs has been here a while, and them sort of players know what's expected and what it means for this club to be in the Championship, because it's a massive achievement, and not just financially but for the area in general. Sort of, we experienced playing in League One last year, and to come back and win the League One last year, it would be such a disappointment to come into the Championship and get relegated again. So we sort of make people aware of that, and it's paying dividends, and hopefully it can continue.
And you're in a really strong position now, an 8-point gap between yourselves and the bottom three. It's not job done by any means, but you've given yourselves a real chance, haven't you?
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. I think today was probably the biggest game of the season for me. We sort of went on a good run, two wins and a draw, and you were thinking, the fourth game, it usually sort of dips. And I mean, we've been brilliant all week. We've sort of harped on about we need to come out firing, we need to have a good start, and we got the goal, and I thought we well deserved the victory, and like I say, hopefully we'll continue with the next 9 games.
And you're finding the consistency I think the manager has been looking for most of the year. You've had sort of good spells and bad spells this year. Now you're in a really consistent spell, aren't you?
I think as well we're playing the same sort of team, the same 11 are playing every week, and everybody knows what's expected of them. It's difficult when you've got injuries and players are coming in and out and dips of form, but I think the last 4 or 5 games we've had the same 11, which makes a massive difference.
Thank you very much.